Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, Assembly Republicans held multiple news conferences this past Thursday to unveil their new shared revenue proposal. We'll take you to the event that was held in Altoona this past Thursday morning on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The plan from Assembly Republicans to send more money to local governments in Wisconsin comes with a lot of strings. Republican lawmakers Thursday morning unveiled a plan to send as much as $500 million to local governments. About half of it would come from an increase in shared revenue. The rest would come from an innovation fund designed to get local governments to share things like police and fire services. State Representative Warren Petrick of Ileva offered this overview.
You can see that there's excitement in the local level because this is an unprecedented time, and it really is a historic investment in our partners. Our partners are the counties, the cities, the municipalities, and the towns. So we all are working together for this on a bipartisan basis.
Petrick says
this will help our local municipalities and local governments to fund the services that we all depend on and that we've come to expect, and that they do such a wonderful job of delivering on a day-to-day basis. So we thank them very much for the work they've done and the work that they will do.
Petrick says when he and other Republican legislators meet with local government officials,
one of the themes that we've heard for quite some time is with the rapid inflation that's happening right now, the rising costs for services, that we definitely are fiscally challenged at every government level. So with the chance for us to invest new revenues that have come to our attention and into our responsibility to spend well, it's really an unprecedented time for us.
Petrick says the bottom line on Republicans' shared revenue proposal is it'll help our local governments.
We'll devote 20% of the state sales tax revenues to local governments, and that's going to be a total of about $1.5 billion to the local governments. More than $500 million of that is new money that will be generated for investments in innovation and public safety. And the new fund will combine new money with existed shared revenue new programs to help towns, municipalities, and counties.
And Petrick says,
as the sales tax grows, which hopefully will continue to happen, there will be more money for the local governments. So it's a win-win for everyone. And we hope the economy keeps inflation under control. Of course, we can't do much about that at the state or local levels. But hopefully the feds will get an idea of how to address that in the future.
Petrick says
there will be changes to the shared revenue formula, which has been problematic over the years. There will be tweaks, and these are happening as we speak. So the final product is still cooking. So let's keep that in mind today. But with those new changes, smaller municipalities will be prioritized who did poorly under the old formula. So you're going to see some getting a very large increase, and others won't have that. But at least a 10% increase. And that's the thing that we should walk away with today, at least a 10% increase for every level.
Also from Thursday morning's news conference at Altoona City Hall, State Representative Shannon Zimmerman of River Falls is one of six Assembly Republicans on the powerful Joint Finance Committee.
I represent what sometimes is referred to as Winnesota. It is the Western District in Wisconsin, Hudson, River Falls, Somerset, and that broader area. We are experiencing dramatic growth. I think that growth is spilling all the way to Eau Claire, to Altoona as well. So you're certainly familiar with the increased demands locally for everybody here.
Zimmerman says,
I've been a business owner for the past 25 years in Western Wisconsin. And one of the things that rarely happens in government is we remove a tax. When's the last time you heard government actually remove a tax? This package and the way that we have structured this package will actually and finally remove the personal property tax. As a business owner and of the business, small business owners I talk to, it is arguably the craziest tax imaginable. You're taxed again after already having paid sales tax on your equipment and your property to run your business. These monies, however, of course, are utilized by local government. Well, in this package and the way we're structuring it, we're going to backfill that so you will be held harmless, that you know those resources will not go away for you, but we're taking out a tax, which is always a good day in the state of Wisconsin.
29th District Republican Assemblyman Clint Moses, who represents Dunn, St. Croix, and a small corner of Polk County, says
one of the really neat things about this today being a former EMT and chair of our Assembly Health Committee, is what this does for local emergency services.
Moses says
the current shared revenue formula was frozen in 2004 and directed the majority of funding to larger municipalities. This bill will target, as stated before, some of those smaller ones, but there's at least a 10% increase for everybody. So everybody wins on this deal. And not only does it increase today, but as Representative Petrick had said, it also should keep up as long as growth in our state continues.
Menominee Republican Clint Moses says
of the funds directed towards towns and municipalities, 47% are to municipalities populations below 5,000. So that's 33% of the total population. That's where a third of Wisconsinites live. Significant increases, an additional 12.8 of the current funding for EMS providers through the Funding Assistance Program, or FAP, to $15 million. The FAP program currently provides funds to ambulance service providers to be used for ambulances, vehicle, equipment, and durable medical goods. We expand eligible providers to include EMR agencies and allow the funding to be used on items like medical equipment that's expiring and just getting older. This is something that constituents reach out to me all the time. Like I said, a former EMT, some of these agencies are still using equipment that I probably used 20 years ago, especially in our smaller areas. So it also reduces the regulatory burden on our EMS providers as well.
Representative Moses says with the population of his district growing, a lot of sheriffs have been reaching out about the current 911 system.
I'm not quite in Minnesota like my colleague earlier, but pretty close. And they have to be able to communicate with the Minnesota EMS system. So a lot of our agencies are looking to upgrade their current 911 systems. And this will allow those local governments to do that, upgrade those 911 systems so that we can have effective communication between our agencies, not just in western Wisconsin, but statewide, obviously, as well.
State Representative David Armstrong says his 75th Assembly District basically covers Barron and Washburn counties and has just one city, Rice Lake, with more than 5,000 people.
In our listening sessions we've had so far this year, you know, working on the budget, I've had a minimum of four or five of my towns in every single one of the listening sessions looking for help. All right. So this fits perfect with them. The interesting part of it, though, is they'll come for help writing grants because they don't have capabilities for it. But a lot of times I'm talking to two or three towns that are wanting to write grants for the same thing. So this kind of works into that.
Armstrong cites this example.
We put aside $300 million for an innovation fund. And what that's going to do is that's going to allow municipalities, towns, all the municipalities to look for areas of savings. If you can work by municipality, you know, with other municipalities, we're going to end up paying a part of that for the merging of these services. The townships I mentioned before, perfect example of that. A good point, going a little further north up in the 74th, they've got two counties that are looking to merge dispatch. Huge expense, huge. This fits perfect to help that go along. The state will fund pilot programs for 3 years for communities that share services that will result in at least a 5% savings. So it's not like you got to make a bunch of money to qualify for this or save a bunch of money. The payments will cover a percentage of cost of the service depending on the number of services that are being consolidated. And it is going to be a major game changer once we get the creative juices flowing and look for these kind of fixes that can bring our costs down. And again, the state will pay for it, so we'll help pay for it.
Representative Shannon Zimmerman of the Joint Finance Committee says with Altoona to Hudson being the fastest growing area in the state, help is needed.
This package would not be complete if we did not also support those who protect us, the folks in blue. And so recognizing the importance of law enforcement to our community, this package also is going to be increasing training monies for local law enforcement. It will be increasing dollars to each of the municipalities to make sure that you are keeping pace with your law enforcement, with your population, so that the citizens, the residents in our communities feel safe and so forth.
Zimmerman says
there are some rules within this negotiated package which would actually ensure that these monies are also continuing to go towards law enforcement in some of those. So there's going to be some expectations that the package does produce, which requires the municipalities to keep pace to make sure that law enforcement is not shorted. That's an important part. We hear that all the time. Public safety is a big deal. You know, I saw it certainly front row seat with some of the challenges in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area when that was going on in the district I represent. So we are really happy to be able to also support our wonderful local law enforcement in this package as well.
Emily Berge commented on the proposal as not just the recently elected Eau Claire City Council president, but also the incoming president of the Wisconsin League of Municipalities.
We appreciate the tremendous effort that the folks behind us and in Madison that have put towards this bill. And I know it's been several months actually in the works, and it's involved people coming together and finding solutions, which I'm a big proponent of, is working hard and finding solutions. So we are very appreciative of that effort.
Berge says,
because cities and villages, as we've been hearing today, that cities and villages need help. From big cities to little cities, you know, the size of Eau Claire of 69,421, we need assistance too, as do smaller villages and big cities.
Berge goes on.
We are tasked as cities and villages to provide a lot of great services to our residents of Wisconsin, and yet it's getting harder and harder each and every year to do this. We're so dependent on property tax, and it's really wonderful to hear a solution that we're going to diversify that funding stream to local villages and cities. So we are appreciative of that.
Berge says Eau Claire is growing, too.
And yet, since 1980, we have decreased our staff actually 2.4%. So we have cut and cut and cut. And a lot of it is police and fire, but other services, too, in our city. And it's just not sustainable because people are coming here and we want people to come here and we want people to come to Wisconsin too. And it's just really important to be able to service our population.
Altoona Mayor Brendan Pratt is grateful to all those who are working so hard on improving the state's municipal funding formula.
This issue has been a critical priority during my 17 years of service as Altoona Council member and mayor. I am so happy to see that real progress is finally being made. I applaud everyone that has played a role in getting us to this point, with serious consideration being given to the solution that provide additional funding to municipalities that both sustainable over time and grows with economy.
Mayor Pratt says,
any new state revenue received by Altoona would be put to good use. Altoona has experienced unprecedented growth over the past 10 years. That growth, however, has driven additional demand for municipal services, including repairing and replacing critical infrastructure, hiring additional personnel, and finding more space to house growing operations at the time when equipment, supplies, and construction costs are skyrocketing.
Mayor Pratt says some of Altoona's priorities include
continued repair and replacement of roads, finding additional operational space for police and fire, maintaining quality ambulance service for our residents, and hiring and retaining employees to continue to provide quality services to Altoona residents.
Dan Hansen of the town of Pleasant Valley spoke on behalf of the needs of all the towns in Wisconsin.
There's 1,255 towns in our 72 counties in Wisconsin, and we account for 62,000 miles of road, which is over 50,000 miles of road. But in the last many years, we've been left behind in regards to the funding. So this bill, again, I want to thank our state representatives for moving this forward. It's funding we need critically, specifically in the town of Pleasant Valley, Eau Claire County, which happens to be probably the fastest growing township in Eau Claire County. We have needs. We have at least $10 million worth of road funding that needs to be done this year. We have a budget of $300,000. So that's a replacement cycle of 33 years. We don't have roads that can wait, and sometimes we don't have residents that can wait. So we need the funding, and it's important. And again, I thank the state. I urge the governor, the Senate, and the Assembly to work together to make this and help all local government.
Steve Dickinson of the Towns Association and chair of the Garfield Town Board in Jackson County adds,
and this story could be repeated throughout West Central Wisconsin, and I'm sure around the state. It's the same thing we're all sitting on. With the same problem.
Dickinson says,
we abandon, and I'm talking for town of Garfield, we abandon any capital improvement planning, any asset management about 5 years ago. Went to strictly all maintenance. Well, I don't know how many times I can repatch a hole. Can't do that anymore. this gives us light to be able to look back, look now at doing that planning. So out in the years to come, we'll be able to catch up with those things.
Dickinson says,
I've been doing this for 32 years. I thought I was going to be dead before it would ever happen. So I can't, and the work, I understand, because I've been with these guys trying to get this solved, and it's not been easy. They really put some hours into this and time and a lot of thought. To get all groups to come together is very difficult, believe me, very, very difficult. So it's very much appreciated by the Towns Association.
Republican State Representative Shannon Zimmern of the Joint Finance Committee answered my question as to whether Governor Evers knew about this proposal before Thursday morning, and if so, what's his reaction to it?
Yes, the governor is aware of this proposal. His office has been part of the negotiations. There are still some elements of what's happening here that we'll continue to refine, but structurally, materially, you've heard the highlights here today, but yes, this is actually, I think, a great example of how in government actually we work together more than you might think. And I know you see that at the local level. So this has been worked on not only with the governor's office, but with the Democrats as well, both in the Senate as well as in the Assembly.
Eau Claire City Council President and incoming President of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Emily Berge, answered whether or not this proposal lives up to what she and other city leaders around the state are looking for.
So what the league has really focused on is something that's more sustainable and growing. And in this package that's been talked about and unveiled today, so it's more. We're getting 20% of the sales tax. It's sustainable because it's tied to the sales tax.
Berge says the bottom line is something has to be done.
The way the formula set up is broken. So I think it sounds like this will fix that problem.
And Berge says,
I think we work together well in Wisconsin, and this will just help further that cause.
Finally, Republican State Representative Warren Petrick added this caution.
As wonderful as every idea might sound on the surface, there's always room for improvement, and every bill will have its difficulty. So as far as fixing the formula, let's hope it gets better. I had a friend tell me the other day that the biggest room of all is the room for improvement. And I really think that applied to our body and any other body, it's really a good way to look forward and get everybody conversing about this. And that's what's happened. It's very exciting that we have a bipartisan look at this and great organizations that have a long history of helping the citizens of our state. So it's a very exciting day for Wisconsin.
Not surprisingly, though, there is Democratic criticism coming from Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard out of Madison, saying, quote, Republicans should be embarrassed by their announcement. It is clear that they have no consensus on a plan to adequately fund our communities. Our local governments deserve better than the games Republicans are playing. Agard goes on to say, quote, in contrast to the GOP's forthcoming plan, legislative Democrats are united in support of Governor Evers' budget proposal to send 20% of the state's sales tax revenue back to local communities for shared revenue to fund essential local services, resulting in the largest increase in aid to municipalities and counties in decades. She concludes by saying, quote, enough with Republican stunts. Wisconsin Democrats have already put forth a comprehensive plan and are working for Wisconsin. Agard says, we know that when our municipalities are strong and prosperous, our state is strong and prosperous. So stay tuned. More to come. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week on WWIB and WOGO. I'm Mark Halverson.